Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we are in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. They read, "All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return." And we'll stop there today, even though it's kind of part way through a thought here, but there's so much material, we'll have to come back to it and go on to verse 16 next time. The writer to the Hebrews is wanting to encourage the people he's writing to keep their focus upon the spiritual realities that are not yet fully seen, the fact that they have an inheritance in heaven, that God's promises will come their way, and yet in the meantime there will be challenges. They will be strangers on the earth, aliens amongst those that they once counted as friends. Just like the earlier examples of faith, like Abraham, that he's talking about in this passage. He wants them to continue to live by faith. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all were living by faith when they died. They had not yet seen all that was promised them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all died without receiving the land of Canaan as an earthly inheritance. He says, welcomed these promises from a distance. An alternative translation is hailed it with delight. They died without seeing the reward in one sense, but they did see it in another sense. They saw it by faith. Their security in that promise was with God, and that enabled them to have the courage to live as aliens and strangers. Of course, in that culture at that time, it was a particularly shameful thing and a dangerous thing to be in a culture not of your own. You had no protection, and you had no international law, you had no court of human rights or anything of that nature. You were very vulnerable. But Abraham and the other people mentioned here they did not care about such insecurity because they felt that with God they had all the security they needed. They were confident. They were proud to witness to their faith the fact that they really did trust God. They were confident in seeking something better. They were able to discern what was of real value. They were willing to put their security in the unseen, and they did not go backwards, which I think is the challenge that faces the people that he is writing to here. They are tempted to go backwards, to drift away, as talked about in Hebrews chapter 2. These people in Hebrews 11 could have gone back to their own country, but they did not. They had opportunity to return, but they wouldn't even contemplate it. Abraham could have gone back to Ur, but he was content to live in tents and not to see the fulfillment of the land promise in his lifetime. He knew by faith that it would come to his descendants, and so did Isaac, and so did Jacob hold on to that same promise. Not only that, but all three of them had faith for somewhat dimly stated heavenly inheritance that wasn't even of this world. And if they trusted God for something that in the Old Covenant was not made clear, how much more we should have faith for our heavenly inheritance, which has been made abundantly clear because of what Jesus has shown us, what he has taught us, and what the New Testament teaches us. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 16. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx, and if you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type in the same four letters, mccx, into the search bar, look under podcasts, and you'll find us. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.